1. The guest from abroad. After my high society debut as the saint herself, I returned happily to my peaceful life at the research institute. Then, one day, I was summoned to the palace. I was riding in a carriage in which an official from the palace had arrived at the institute, and beside me was Johann Waldeck, the institute's head researcher. Everyone was silent. Perhaps this had to do with the fact that this official wasn't the one we usually dealt with. It was like when you have to ride in an elevator with both an acquaintance and a stranger. I gazed absent-mindedly out the window of the carriage, ruminating over the reason I had been summoned. Surely it had something to do with my role as the saint. Maybe it was about the tea party and ball invitations Johann and I had been discussing right before the official had showed up. However, this guy's behavior has been too unusual for that to be the only thing. I mean, if that were the case, why would he need to bring Johann with me? But then, why else would I possibly be summoned to the palace? My mind churned over possibility after possibility as we made our way to our destination. Once we reached the palace, we were immediately escorted to the king's office. I exchanged a look with Johann. Normally, we were taken to a different room for meetings with the officials with whom we were familiar. This time, we didn't have even a moment to say anything before we were ushered into a new room, one in which we found both the king and the prime minister waiting for us. What in the world could this possibly be about? I felt a twinge of anxiety at seeing both of these very important people.
"Thank you for coming. Please, have a seat."
The prime minister motioned us to sit on one of the sofas.
"Yes, sir."
Johann and I took our seats as the chamberlain prepared tea for us without a moment's delay. The delicious smell of the brewing tea leaves wafted through the air. But considering the situation, I didn't have it in me to look forward to sipping it. The king and prime minister looked calm as usual, but whatever this is about must be a big deal, right? My heart pounded as I wondered what they were going to say. The king began with small talk.
"I would like to thank you for agreeing to go through with your recent debut ceremony, as well as for attending the ball."
I was in torment. Was I supposed to thank him for inviting me? I couldn't come up with any other tactful thing to say, so I went ahead and thanked him as well, taking care not to let my pitch rise in such a way that it sounded like a question. The king smiled stiffly.
"Has anyone tried to get in touch with you since then?"
"At present, I have yet to be contacted by anyone I do not already know."
"That's good to hear. Please do let us know if anyone bothers you so that we may take care of them."
"Thank you," I said. Huh, that makes it sound like Johann was wrong when he posited that the king was already taking measures to prevent people from contacting me. The prime minister then offered a supplementary explanation. Johann had indeed been right after all. The palace really was acting as the main point of contact for the saint's social life. All the nobles knew this, so all invitations to me were sent to the palace first. Incidentally, this was the norm. In the past, some saints had been born to commoner families. As a result, they hadn't had anyone to act as their support in high society, so for generations, kings had performed the role of the saint's formal guardian. Since I was someone summoned from another world, were they just defaulting to the same protocols they undertook for commoner saints? The prime minister offered to forward the invitations to the institute if I wanted to sort through them myself from now on, but I politely declined. After all, I had no idea how to judge a person's intentions and whether I ought to get to know them from their name alone. While I had been taking a ton of classes at the palace, I still had a great deal to learn.